Stephen Justin here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella with Justin Sliva, broadcasting from Southern California and Dallas-Fort Worth. Today, Justin and I talk about the deals we're doing, working on this week. So what you just said in the earlier show, Justin, you were on the phone 6 hours a day?
Yeah, it's been crazy. People just getting a hold of us, trying to look at deals, trying to get ready for the next mailer, what we're looking for. You know, everything's been pretty positive, the feedback and everything. So we closed on some deals this week where people got paid, got some funding back out for deals that we partnered on. So it's been a busy week, a little overwhelming. My wife's not used to me being on the phone this much. So it's been fun. It's been
fun. How about your kids?
I try to make time for them. So I'm trying to schedule it where it's not in when they're home, because they're at school till 2:30, and then they go to bed at 7. So I've had a couple guys that have been West Coast that can meet me later. And so that's been good. The East Coast guys, it makes it kind of tough on them because they're coming in. But when it's crazy to think about East Coast, West Coast, and how many deals we're getting all over the country right now and getting thrown at us. I mean, it's unreal.
I have like 100 questions, but
okay.
I'm going to ask him right before I take a question from one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. So Max Edison asks, remember him from the live event?
No.
He's a young guy. He's super aggressive. He says, hi, everyone. I was wondering what some of the techniques people use to price zip codes within a given county are. When searching for comps by zip codes within the county, no results are coming up compared to the results that are populating when searching for the entire county. Any help would be appreciated. What do you think, Justin? This is a typical question.
Yeah, and my first question, because I always go to houses first, because that's kind of where I went before infill lots on zip code. And so I would actually get zip code to subdivision and kind of comp it to that point. But it kind of depends on the access of what he has, you know, the different tools. We've done with MLS. We've done with things like that, to where we go in and look at that. We have a little bit more access in some of the areas that we shop. But for the most part, it's starting with the spreadsheet that you have and the infill lots and working through the equity planner and kind of go from there and see, drill it down from there. So,
I think it sounds like he's having an actual within RealQuest issue where he finds a bunch of infill lots when just sorting for the county, and then he kicks in the zip code and he's getting zero results. So, I mean, here's the thing. We all go through this. Every single time I do a mailer, it's 25 years later for me, and I go through this kind of stuff with RealQuest and DataTree or whatever program you're using, because they're sensitive. You know, it's a huge database. It's 150 million properties plus in these databases. So you have to finesse your way through them to get the results that you pretty much should know are already there, or that you're checking from someplace else. You know, I mean, do you have
You took it a different direction than I was thinking off the question. You know, with doing that, that's when I start pulling back filters off RealQuest and saying, okay, hey, if it's this, I'm looking for this in a zip code, it may not be there. The county may not feed that zip code data in. And so you may not see that. And so you're kind of working from there. I've done radiuses off of addresses inside of zip codes to help with that too. So they have so much from this location. So I'll find a center point in that zip code when I look at a zip code map, do a radius from there, and then shot from that point as well.
Right.
So, and RealQuest is real good about the radius.
So. Yep. I mean, so my real point to this is that everybody has to finesse these databases and horse around with land use. They're very different. What's in Dallas may be very different than what's in LA County. In fact, I know it is for sure, and how assessors populate those databases. So even the most advanced people, we talk about this at the live events a lot, this topic, even the most advanced people have to run through it 2 or 3 or 4 times until it makes sense.
Yeah.
I wish it was like A to B to C and that's it. And that's how you do it.
Well, with so many different assessors, so they all have different opinions on how it needs to be done. So,
if it was easy, everybody would be doing this, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. Today's topic, Justin and I talk quite simply about the deals that we've been doing this week. So, give us some highlights, bud.
And closed on a couple deals. We'll start with some sales that we had. You know, not home runs, just solid singles. Bought for 8,000, sold for 17. Bought for 6, sold for It was 14. So decent margin in those properties. We get a lot. I'm getting some feedback from people that are saying, hey, you're only wanting to do deals, you triple your money. And I'm saying, no, that's what I think you should be buying them at, because we're seeing those every day. But as you see those deals, they made solid margin. We all went on our way, made a little bit of money and moved on. We had a few more. I'm trying to look at notes over my shoulder here to see what else we had. But we had some people. One of the cool things this week, we had a guy wasn't in our group. He called and said, hey, man, I just bought 8 lots and this deal just fell in my lap. I don't have the money for it. What can you do? And we look at it. It was in Georgia. $9,000 deal, comps at $45,000. You know, that one's, he's like, that's exactly why we're here, to help that guy scale out of that. So he's already had the title work started. He had everything ready to go. He's like, man, we just got to close the deal. I don't have the funds. Can you help me? And I'm like, yeah. And so he found us on YouTube with one of the, from last week's show. So that was pretty cool. A bunch of questions and property come in this week with access issues and topo. And I kind of want to hit on a point here. We say no on some deals, and we do that because it saves the investor. It's for us, yeah, because our money, but we say no a lot of times, and we get people that get mad and they try to prove us wrong and say, hey, we're going to do this. But you know, we do that in a way that it's, hey, we look at it and it's got a thin access line and it doesn't really look like it has good access. And we start asking that question, start pushing a little bit harder, and you see it run through somebody's front yard and you're like, man, that access to get there, you're going through their front gate. They probably had an easement when somebody did something down there at one time. It's not real access, and they want to get mad, or they priced it a little bit high and they're like, well, it's still going to make money. Yeah, but let's work backwards from the sell price that we think it sells from. And you walk through the commissions on the buy side for the, when they're selling it for the realtor, the listing, the closing cost on both sides. And then you get to where a property looks like it has $8,000 or $9,000 of margin, really only has $3,000 or $4,000 of margin. And you're kind of going, do we really want to tie up this much money that long? And so we're having to do a lot of that conversation right now.
Yeah. My comment to that too is that, you know, you don't do the sales for them either. They have to sell it. So yep, you really are just saving them a huge headache.
Yeah. And we've had, I think I've talked to 40, 45, 50 people this week, various, you know, phone calls, emails, you know, messages. And it seems that we've out of that 50, we had one that kind of got a little perturbed because he thought that, you know, he was going to do a crap ton of mail, and he's just going to have automatic funding. And so when I was talking to my partner this morning, we had a meeting this morning, and I was like, maybe we should offer, you know, putting people on hard money. If they're so stuck on a deal, we don't want to partner on them. Pay a couple of points. We'll pay a percentage of it and put you on the juice from day one. Then you can fund that way. But that's not what we built for, but you know, maybe we do that for a couple of people that are just so dead set on just having this endless pool of money and no partnership. They just want an easy button for money. And so that's
only going to end one way.
Yeah.
You know, that's, so it's going to end with you collecting a bunch of money and then a deal dying.
Yep. Yeah. So they get on a deal for 6 months. They pay us a couple thousand. If it's a $20,000 deal, they're on a juice for that every month. And it's not going to be 10% interest. It's, you know, we're looking 15 average rate right now in our area is 14 on hard money. And they want 3 points at closing and they're only funding 80%. So, you know, I don't mind that model, but does it help somebody actually scale their business?
No.
Or is it a band-aid?
I mean, we found Atlanta Academy, and it's been in our roots. It's been in my roots long before we ever designed Atlanta Academy to not do stuff like that. You know, I don't think if someone has that attitude, and it's too bad. I'm sure there's, for every one person like this, there's 25 that are, you're doing deals with.
Super
that
appreciative. Yeah.
But for that one person, you know, that's just not how this works.
Yeah.
And I don't see a future successful real estate investor if they're bringing that kind of attitude to the table.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of sad to see when you see the other people on the flip side that you've helped so far, and right, you're getting them into those deals that they weren't to, or it's their first deal to go over $100 an acre. And you're like, hey, let's push it. And they look at it and like, okay, well, let's do this one. It's $200 an acre. You're like, no, let's go. And then you see that deal get hit, and then they sell, and they're looking at you like, wow, this really works. That's like getting the good IV of stuff. You know, you're like a painkillers, and that's the exciting part. A couple people that we've helped, from picking out their county to mailer pricing to everything through, they're two in closing and they've got a killer deal, and they had another one come in and they're just like, they're ecstatic. And we're at escrow with them and they're just loving life right now. It's just because
it's awesome, man.
It's worked. But yeah, we're closing deal. We've put greenlit deals all over the country right now. So we're Oregon, Washington, Georgia this week, New Mexico got funded, Arizona got funded. So Texas.
I keep meaning to ask, and I keep forgetting, is there for the people who are Land Academy members that are coming to you, is there a gap in their education that I could fill somehow in the programs that we have?
I think the big thing is the thought process of the pricing on... In Land Academy, we teach to go to the lowest bottom, go 25%. So you're going actually like a fourth of that. And so you're shopping about 25%. When somebody asks me about pricing, I say, you know, I like between 30 and 35% because I found that as a sweet spot for pricing in this at this certain price level. And it goes up a little bit as you go up in price. Like we talk movie star ranches. Hey, I'll offer $500,000 for a $700,000 place all day, every day. But you really have to know your stuff at that point.
Yeah.
And that's a different for – so – everybody wants to go into that same thought process of 25% as they're scaling their property size up and their margin up. And it's a little bit different than that. And that's from what I've seen. I don't have near the deal flow you have. But from what I've seen in my humble, couple hundred transactions is that there's that little piece there. They're wanting to hold on to that 25%. And
yeah.
Land Academy says this, and that's what we have to do. Well, hey, if we're doing it this way, you're going to get a couple more deals. You're still making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a deal. This works still, and it helps you scale and continue to go. So,
I couldn't agree with you more. Pricing is now the number one thing that comes up.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do. We're starting to build. What you were asking me before the show, what we're working on right now, and in 2019, we're going to put together for the advanced users a knowledge, not for the advanced, for Land Academy users.
Okay.
A video knowledge base, which I would love to have you participate in if it comes up, where there's these topics that just keep coming up over and over. I'll do like a 1 hour session in the studio, like a mini program on how I actually go through pricing and why, because it changes.
Yep.
Back when I did Land Academy 1.0, which is where they're getting that 20% information, that's how we did it back then, but we don't do it that way now. So
yeah,
it needs to be updated.
Yeah. And it's kind of the conversation. You have a lot of people ask questions about, well, I want to get into other asset classes. And for me, you kind of have different assets in land. You have assets with houses, you have assets with commercial or multifamily. And each one has a different type of letter, different pricing. And that's the big thing. They're like, well, people get ahead of themselves and want to get to that. Say, let's figure out this niche, get through the deal flow, and we'll go to that next one. And one of the common things is once you sit down with somebody and you explain, hey, when we're partnering on it, or they call me and they say, hey, Justin, I want to do this property and we comp it and we're going to offer $150 an acre. And I'm like, okay, you're going to have to self-close this so you can save the margin. You're going to have to sell it for this amount just to cover the mailer. So let's go up to this point and let's work backwards. What do we need to make off this? We want to make $7,000, $10,000, $20,000. Let's work backwards. And Joe Martin said it last week on Jill's show, his live show, what's your goal? Work backwards and we'll back into it. And then you can work from anywhere in the country with that and just find, hey, I like this market. I like this area. And we work through it and go from there. So
outstanding.
And those are the conversations that are having when we talk in finance. So that's kind of, taking it back to Finance Friday topics, it's getting that whole process down and just tying it with the money.
So when you say work backwards, cause I've been doing this my whole life. I'm going to give you, so we can be ultra clear.
Okay.
If you got a 20-acre property, let's use an infilot example, because the infilots, Land Academy 2.0 is built on this whole principle of working backwards from what you build a house for. So let's just do that. Can you, like in a Dallas-Fort Worth area, how would you work it backwards on an infilot?
So if I know a house is going to sell for $200,000, I know the builder is going to be willing to have $50,000 of that be his budget. And so if I know what I want my margin to be in that, I'm going to offer $25,000 or less and then try to build my margin in there to give him somewhat of a discount. Most builders will say, hey, I'm willing to pay this right now if they have somebody on tap and they'll buy everything you can. So if you know you need to work yourself backwards, again, we start at the top, what it's going to be, their budget's going to be, what they're willing to pay. And that kind of shortcuts that. Sometimes it's a lot less because they're investors too. They want to be aggressive, and then we come down from there and figure out what that spread is that we want to make. And that's how we work backwards there. Then you have to take into consideration your cost of doing business. You have mailers, right, as a cost. So you have your operating costs for Lands Academy, your Land Academy costs, your Pat Live cost, your VA cost, whatever those are, your closing cost. And then to make sure you really make your spread, you have to price accordingly to all that and take that into consideration. So, and those are the type of conversations we're having right now with this 45, 50 people the first couple of days of this week. And it's good to have those because it clarifies and gives them some reassurance to what they already thought.
So where are these mostly Land Academy members? Or are they all over the, it's everywhere?
And it would, the first little bit, after the first three shows we did together when I went to LA and met up with you, was mostly Land Academy. Now it's about 50-50, and you can tell the difference because the Land Academy person has a little bit more direct conversation with you. They're like, hey, this is this, this and this, this. And you're like, yeah, exactly. Boom, boom, boom. And you work your way through it with them.
Yeah.
The other person's like, hey, well, I think I'm supposed to do it this way, but so-and-so on their podcast said this, and this person said this. What do you suggest? And I'm like, well, I'm Academy student, you know, this is how I do it. And these are the tweaks that I've made. And then we work our way back through that. And that's a neat thing. But, you know, they say, yeah, I'm going to use click to mail. And I'm like, no, offers to owners cheaper, man. And they're like, well, they got it's pretty same rate. And I said, yeah, but you're not having the problems, you know, the tools that you're getting. And that's what we're seeing is the difference in the tool quality that the people have to get their deals done. I have been impressed by a few people that weren't part of Land Academy. Their stuff was pretty solid what they had, but they've been doing it for a while and they've been following the different shows, Land Academy being one, because they found us, and they're working through, and they're using the best of both worlds.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Yeah. Well, good. I mean, I hope you have a great next week. It sounds like it's really picking up for you. You've only been at this at what? A couple months, 3 months?
Yeah. We started private funding by ourselves, and then we it was end of September, we kind of formed the entity and focused that portion of it. So end of September, we started earmarking the first bit of money beginning of October. And then our goal was two deals a week, and then continue to roll from there. We've put about $500,000 out in play right now with deals averaging about $8,000 to $9,000. So you think about that when people are like, well, jump up in volume. Well, for us, we can set, we're still pretty new. So we're putting the spreading the risk out a little bit because we know that compound is there. And so what does that turn look like? And then that second turn and that third turn. And the idea for Plum is to build that Rolodex of, hey, these are the deals we've done, and this is what the returns are. Then we take it to a capital fund. I mean, you've talked about private money and going to New York, but when you put this together and you show an average return over a year to 2 years, we can sell that to commercial money and then bring that back in and open that up all the way for our guys. And yeah, I mean, that's the dream.
And that I couldn't agree. That's why we're here.
Yep.
You know, it's exactly. Really institutionally fund people and help them, you know. Jill and I just recorded all the shows for next week, and you know, we all this is why we started this.
Yeah,
this is why we started Land Academies, to help people do deals.
Yep. And so, the cool thing is, and you don't realize the life-changing thing that people have with that. And then when you start to think about where are the downfalls in the courses, or where do people have the problems, and you work back from that. For us, it was money. And then just to ask those little questions and get that up and going, you know, and people tend to not buy a big enough property and they run themselves out of business because of that cost of business. They don't think about, you know, you're sending 1500 mailers a month, you're spending $1,000 a month on mail, throw in Land Academy and then throw in your Pat Live. You have to make 1500 profit before you do anything, plus the cost of land. So you can't be in 5 acre properties just doing this.
Right.
So, and that's what we're here for, is get you over that first hump.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a mindset. Mm-hmm. You have to, it takes a long time for most people to forget about their bank balance and mm-hmm. just focus on getting really good deals and sending them to somebody like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That truly is the no money down, or it doesn't cost anything to do this model.
Yeah.
And it sounds so schlocky. And so mm-hmm. it sounds so, like, everybody says that constantly. You don't need any money to start doing this. And the fact is, you do need some money. You just don't need acquisition money.
That's exactly right. You know, we heard that last week on the call, that, you know, no good deal doesn't go to close because of lack of money. And it's always something else that happens. And Joe, that's the one thing I took away from Joe's call at Jill's live show, was that right there. It's like, it's exactly true. You know, when there's hair on it, or there's, you know, something questionable, you know, and that brings up a point that happened a lot this week, is, hey, I've got this really good deal coming up and I want to save my money for that. Will you do this other deal for me? And you're like, what? Well, what's so wrong? Because, yeah, so I'm looking at the deal going, what's wrong with this deal then? If he's not willing to put his money on it, but he's willing to put my money at it, what's going on? And And that's a, you know, the misconception is that we have this infinite amount of money and I've got this private backer. No, guys, it's me and a partner and we've got our cash in this. This is, we're in it to ride with you. And so sometimes we earmark out and then we get funding in and it covers two more deals. But that's my burden to have the money there for the good deals. And I'm helping with that. But there's that thought process. And I'm like, man, and I started thinking about that and I was like, that's kind of like an option. This guy gets an option using our money. Period. He closes with the person, he's got it just sitting there and then he splits it. And I'm like, dude, maybe we need to look at this, put it on the juice thing and see what's going on.
I can't imagine telling a lender saying that sentence. Well,
yeah,
cherry picking my own deals. You get all the shitty ones and I get the good ones.
Yeah. And I'm like, dope. So it's, that was the highlight of my week for that one. And me and the person, we had a good laugh because I caught it when he said it. And then we walked through his deal and there was some issues with the deal. It wasn't great. It had some topo and some setback stuff with the deed. And that's kind of, you know, that's the thing about us. We're not in it to say yes to everything. We're in it to make sure you have a solid deal and that anything could possibly be wrong. We point it out and have that question or have that conversation, you know, and this one, the numbers look great. And I just happened to look at it at an angle and said, wait a second, something, put it on Google 3D and kind of looked at it a little bit. I was like, wait a second. We measured the setbacks and everybody had a 100-foot setback off the road. We put this one off, it's going to be on a really steep topography. And when you cut the pad, the house, when I copied every house that was in the neighborhood, put it on it, it didn't fit. And you're like, how do you build right there?
We've all seen deals like that. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, that, now that you're mentioning that, we are launching a $500 product on inforeports.com where you can find out if that property is buildable.
Awesome.
Like 24 hours for $100.
That's awesome. That's huge. That's huge on that, like, because
marketing launched it yet, but that in that situation, it would be perfect just to find out really quickly.
Yeah. I probably had four deals this week that could have used something like that, you know, I ran through it and looked at it and was like, yeah, this is off on this. And that would have been something that would have worked perfectly on it. And it seems like the stuff you see on the West Coast is like that. California, we had quite a few that were, there was property been there for a while. Everybody's built around it. There's no road or driveway into it. And it kind of makes you question. And the comps are all pretty comparable, but they don't, this one doesn't have a well like everybody else or doesn't have a driveway for that matter. And it just right. questions. It makes you question the things going on with it.
Well, it sounds like this Finance Friday thing's working out for you.
I can say that I'm a little bit busier than I thought I was going to be.
Awesome. Well, let's keep doing it if you're up for it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Well, you've done it again. Spend another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss celebrating your 2018 success, no matter what it's been. Thanks, Justin. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you.